Title: Roar and Mill Jungle Presets for 90s Rave Flavor Advanced. Alright, welcome back. Today we're going to pull real 90s jungle and rave attitude out of Ableton Live using two modern tools, Meld for the raw harmonic material, and Roar for the attitude, movement, and density. And the key mindset for this lesson is this: even if you start in a synth, you're going to finish like a sampler. That's the whole vibe. You're not trying to make the world's most perfect, living, evolving patch. You're trying to land on something that feels like it got printed through a slightly dodgy chain. Chop tight, repitched, refiltered, and then played like an instrument. By the end, you'll have three core elements that drop straight into jungle or drum and bass: a rake stab stack, a hoover or whistle lead, and a resish bass layer. Then we'll place them into a quick 16 to 32 bar arrangement that actually breathes around the break. Let's set up first. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175. I like 172 for this. Create four groups: one for drums and breaks, one for bass, one for your rave musical elements, and one for FX and risers. And do yourself a favor: drop in one or two reference tracks on a muted audio track. You're not copying, you're calibrating. Specifically, listen for three things: how bright the stabs are, how dense the distortion is, and whether the bass stays solid in mono. Also, right now, put a utility on your master. Map width so you can flip between 100% and 0% quickly. Mono checking isn't a final step, it's a writing tool in this genre. If your stab disappears in mono, it's not mysterious, it's phase. Cool. First build: the 90s rave stab stack. Create a MIDI track and load Meld. Now, pick a preset that's harmonically rich. You're looking for anything that screams rave capable. Stabs, organ-ish, unison, FM-ish, metallic, anything with strong mids. The exact category names might vary, but your ears know the target. It should already feel like it wants to be sampled. Play a classic rave chord. Minor 7 and minor 9 shapes are basically cheat codes here. For example, F minor 7, F, AB, C, AB. And play it like a stab, not like a pad. Short hits. Now shape it to feel sampled. In Meld, go to the amp envelope. Set the attack almost instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds. The point is, it should speak, then get out of the way of the drums. Add a little unison if the preset supports it. 2 to 4 voices, and detune just a bit, like 5 to 15%. And here's the trick: you want cheap wide, not glossy supersaw. If it starts sounding like modern trance polish, you went too far. If there's a filter, use low pass or band pass depending on the patch. You can add a tiny bit of filter drive if it exists, just to preheat the signal before roar. Nothing dramatic yet. Now drop roar after meld. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They think the preset is the whole sound. It's not. Gain staging into roar matters more than the preset choice. So here's the teacher move: put a utility before roar, and map utility gain to a macro called roar hit. Give yourself plus or minus 12 dB. Now you can set roar once, and perform the input level like it's a piece of hardware. This instantly makes the whole thing feel more sampler-ish and playable. For the stab, start with a warm drive, tape, or console-style roar preset, something that adds harmonics without turning the transient into fuzz. Set drive for hair, not fizz. Often that's like 10 to 30% depending on the preset. Pull tone or color slightly darker than you think, because we can add top later with EQ if we need it. And keep the mix in that 50 to 80% range so you're doing parallel grit and keeping punch. After roar, add a subtle chorus ensemble. Keep the rate slow, around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount low to moderate, width maybe 120 to 160%, but remember you're going to mono check. Also, try to keep widening away from the low mids. If your chord loses impact in mono, reduce unison or chorus first. Then add auto filter. Band pass is a classic for that wah stab bite, or low pass if you want it darker. Map cutoff to a macro because you will ride this live when arranging. Now, the actual secret sauce: resampling. Create a new audio track called Stab Resample. Set its input to resampling. Record 4 to 8 single hits, different velocities, maybe a couple different chord inversions if you want. Then crop tightly. Tiny fade in to avoid clicks. Clean fade out. And now treat that audio like a found object. Turn warp on. Try beats mode for gritty transient behavior. If it gets too clicky, try Complex Pro. If you want intentional degradation, audition texture mode with a small grain size for that fizzy vintage smear. Then freeze and flatten again if you want to commit. And here's the money move. Repitch one of those hits down 3 to 7 semitones. That chunky downpitch decay weight shows up immediately. Now load that printed stab into simpler in one-shot mode. Low pass filter, 12 dB slope, a touch of drive, and keep the envelope short. You've basically made a rave RO ampler. Optional but extremely effective. Layer a tiny noise transient. White noise burst with a 10 to 40 millisecond decay. High pass it around 2 to 5 kHz, and tuck it under the stab super quietly. It fakes that click and air you get from old converters and truncation. At this point, you should have a stab that doesn't sound like Meld playing a chord. It should sound like a sampled stab module getting abused. Second build, the Hoover or Whistle lead, with Roar as a movement engine. On a new MIDI track, load Meld again. Choose a preset with strong mid-range and some PWM or FM character. Set the amp envelope a bit longer than the stab. Attack 0 to 10 milliseconds, decay 300 to 700, sustain around 30 to 60%, release 120 to 300. You want it to sing a little, but not wash out. If available, add portamento or a glide. 40 to 90 milliseconds, and legato mode if you've got it. That glide is part of the vocal. Slippery Hoover vibe. Now add roar, but this time pick a preset with modulation or motion built in. The goal is not wobble bass. The goal is animation. Sync the modulation to tempo. 1/8 or 1/16 works great. Keep the depth subtle. You want it to feel alive, not like it's doing a gimmick. Then add echo after roar. Set time to dotted eighth or quarter note. Feedback 20 to 35%. High pass the delay around 250 to 400 Hz so it doesn't dump mud into your low end. Add a reverb, short to medium plate vibe. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds and a little pre-delay. 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the transient stays readable. Now automate echo dry slash wet for throws. Classic jungle move. The last note of a phrase gets flung into space, then disappears, leaving room for the break. And arrangement-wise, write a simple two bar motif, then answer it with a stab on bars 3 and 4. Keep it sparse. Jungle works when the drums are the frontman. Third build, the Resish bass with modern control but old teeth. Load Meld on your bass track. Pick a detune dual-osc type bass preset, something Resish or Unison Y. Make it stable, mono if possible, and don't go crazy on stereo because we're going to manage that deliberately. Now do a proper SUB and MID split. Add an audio effect rack after Meld with two chains, sub and mid. On the SUB chain, put a Q8 and low pass at around 90 to 120 Hz. If needed, a tiny dip around 200 to 300 to reduce box. Then add utility and set width to 0%. This is your anchor. Clean, mono, reliable. On the MID chain, EQ8 first, high pass at 90 to 120 Hz. Now add roar, and this time you can pick something nastier. Drive higher, but keep your ears on dynamics. Use mix somewhere around 30 to 70% depending on how rude you want it. Then add auto filter in band pass mode to focus the growl, and map the cutoff to a macro called something like growl focus. Finish the rack with a glue compressor, light settings. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Optional. A soft clip style saturator after, subtle. Just to keep peaks controlled. And now sidechain the bass group from your kick or the break's kick transient. Don't do EDM pumping. Aim for 1 to 4 dB reduction so the bass rolls but stays out of the kick's way. Quick pro note on Roar Fizz, if the distortion gets harsh and modern in the 3 to 8K zone, do a tiny EQ cut around 3 to 5K before Roar and let Roar generate harmonics mostly in the 500 Hz to 3K Hz band. That's where aggression lives without turning into brittle pain. Now let's arrange this into an actual jungle or DNB idea. Go for a 32-bar structure. Bars 1 to 8, intro. Filter your break with an auto-filter low-pass slowly opening. Drop one stab every two bars. Lots of space. This is DJ-friendly and it sets tension without clutter. Bars 9 to 16. Build. Introduce the Hoover motif as a two-bar call, but keep it light. Add a couple snare fills. Quick 1/16 edits, maybe a short riser. Think teasing, not stacking. Bars 17 to 32. Drop. Full break and bass roll. Tabs become punctuation. Offbeats are great. Or hitting bar starts for that warehouse stamp. The Hoover can appear as a one-bar hook every four bars. That spacing matters because the break already has constant information. Try a stab placement pattern that avoids always landing on beat 1. For example, bar 1 hit on 1, bar 2 nothing, bar 3 hit on the end of 2, bar 4 hit on 4 or 4 and. It keeps the groove unpredictable and very jungle. Now, A few classic upgrades. Do negative space drops. Every 8 bars, remove the bass for half a beat or a full beat. Let just the stab and the break transient hit. It makes everything feel louder without adding anything. Try call and response using timbre instead of notes. Same chord sample, but alternate darker and shorter verses, brighter and longer. That's extremely period correct, because old tracks recycle the same stab with different filtering. And for that true 90s commitment, stop tweaking the synth. Print it, repitch it, truncate it, refilter it. Decide mono versus stereo on the audio. That's the moment where it stops sounding like a demo patch and starts sounding like a record. Before we wrap, quick mistake check. If your stabs are wide and gorgeous, but disappear in mono, you overdid chorus and unison, especially before resampling, or you've got widening happening too low, below about 250 Hz. If your bass lost weight, you distorted full range. Split sub and mid first, always. If your stabs feel like pads, shorten decay and release, or resample and tighten the audio. And if everything sounds clean and perfect, that's a sign you didn't do the resampling stage. Jungle is not afraid of commitment. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. In 20 minutes, make one meld stab patch and one roar setting you like. Resample 8 hits. Build a 2-bar drum loop with an amen-ish break or any chopped break. Then write a 4-bar phrase. Bar 1. Stab on beat 1. Bar 2. Silence. Bar 3. Stab on the end of 2. Bar 4. A hoover one shot with a delay throw. Then do 2 quick bounces. One with master width at 100%, and one with master width at 0 for mono. If it still hits in mono and the sub stays clean, you're in the zone. Recap. Meld presets give you the harmonic meat. Stabs, hoovers, respaces. Roar presets give you error correct attitude, grit, movement, density, especially when used in parallel and with tempo synced modulation. And the real 90s trick is commitment, resample, repitch, filter, and retrigger. If you tell me your live version and which roar and meld presets you started from, I can suggest a tight set of 8 performance macros, so you can play this like an instrument instead of mixing it like a science project.